Hey everybody, it's February 1st, and I want to talk to you just a little bit about church today. If you think about a church, you may have a very different opinion than other people do. In fact, when many people think of church, they think of a place that's boring or a place that's impractical or irrelevant. They might think of a place where they have had a bad experience or felt judged. And I hope that that's not how you feel about church. Churches are places that are full of imperfect people. In fact, in our Colby church, we went with a slogan for several years when we started that church that said, "All imperfect people are welcome here." And Charles Spurgeon, the great theologian, is known for a quote that says this: "The day we find a perfect church, it becomes imperfect the moment we join it." So we know that churches are imperfect places. We know that churches are full of imperfect people. But you know, I've got to tell you that I'm so proud of the things that our church has done in order to shed some of the things, the stereotypes that people think about church. And it isn't just about shedding stereotypes. We're called to be truthful and to share the truth. But we're also called to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. We're also called to bear fruit, or for people, when they talk to us, to know that we're not just a nice person or a good person, but that we're a follower of Jesus. You know, I love our church's vision and the spiritual growth part of our church's vision that people have just jumped into the last few years. I love our church's commitment to foster families, to orphan care, to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I love that our church has a goal, and always has, to reach the unchurched, those who are not yet saved, those who don't yet have a relationship with Jesus. I love the hope that we profess at our church, that anyone who comes to Jesus, that Jesus will wash them clean from their sins, give them a new start, give them a new life. I love that we have people in our church, even in the midst of a COVID pandemic, we have people in our church who are connected together in fellowship, Christian fellowship. For those who get to come to a church building, that they have connection with other people, that people online are able to connect or begin those stages of connection with other Christians. That's so important. So there's so many things that happen in a church, that happen in our church, that we strive to glorify God in. And I want to encourage you today to consider your involvement with your church. Maybe you're somebody who's watching this and you've heard this from a friend and you go to another church, and that's great. I want to encourage you to dig your roots deep in your church, that you take your own preferences, the things that you would like to see or like to hear, and you take those and set those aside and recognize the fact that God wants you to plant your roots deep in your church and to connect to the body of Christ. I'm going to ask you today to pray with me for our church, the universal church, whether or not you go to celebration or not. Would you just pause with me today and let's just pray for the health of our church. Lord, thank you so very much that you have given us church. This experience that we go to, not a building. We've said for so many years, the church is not a building, the church is the people. And Lord, you have created a beautiful, wonderful church, with people from all walks of life, all different experiences and pasts, and all different levels of spiritual maturity. And for that, we give you thanks. God, I want to ask specifically for health in the church as our country goes through such tumultuous times in so many different areas, in division, in hatred, in politics. Lord, I just pray that the church, your people listening to this morning or this afternoon or this evening would decide that they will take the church outside the walls of the building, and Lord, that they would be the church to this world, the hands and feet of you, Lord. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the connection with other people. Lord, if there's anyone listening to this that hasn't yet connected to a church that preaches the true gospel, may today be the day they decide to do that. We pray for those that don't know you yet, Lord. We pray that you would give us the courage and the strength to invite them to come to church with us. Lord, would you pray that you would just put those people on our hearts and give us a holy unrest to invite those people to come see what you're doing in your church. God, we know the church is imperfect because we are imperfect. But we thank you so much that we can go to a place where we can be real. We can be authentic. We can share our hurts and our pain. And we can share our joy and our victories. God, thank you for what you have formed. Forgive us when we mess up what you intended for the church. But we thank you, Father, so much that the church is a place that imperfect people who serve a perfect God can go and worship. We thank you, Lord, for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.